Hey guys, this is Michael.
This is Matt.
And this is Tony.
And welcome to the Three Guys in Ties podcast. All right, guys, welcome in to this week's episode of Three Guys in Ties. I got Matt and I got Tony with me. They're the co-host, so of course they're here.
Yeah, we're never going to not be with you.
Well, never is a strong word. How are you doing, Tony?
We're always good. With you in your heart.
I probably won't be with you whenever I go on my honeymoon, though.
So, guys, go ahead and send us your resumes and references, and we'll go ahead. hey, Tony, where were you at 6 in the morning?
Where was I at 6 in the morning?
Because I know where you weren't.
Oh,
no, he was
shit.
Getting his information stolen by Sony.
Let me ask you a question. Where were you at 4 in the morning?
Because
I know where you weren't. That's the gym.
I wasn't at the gym at 4 in the morning because we didn't agree to go at 4 in the morning. We agreed to go at 6 in the morning.
Well, I decided to fucking get there and be better than you.
Oh, okay. So,
So Tony didn't go to the gym. Michael, you went at 6.
I did, but the thing
it's
is...
not necessarily true.
The thing is...
we agreed... The word gym is so vague, though.
G-Y-M.
I mean... J-I-M.
Yeah, you're stupid.
Dude, you know what I don't get?
Why is the why is J-I-M the name Jim? Okay, why is that short for James?
Dude, there's so many of them.
Why
like
is
Richard?
Richard and Dick.
Why,
dude? What's another one?
Tony and Antonio, but that one's kind of.
I get Tony Antonio. I get Matthew and Matt. Michael, Mike. I get those. Robert, Bob. Sure.
Who's
we'll
the damn Kennedy?
Sure. Huh?
Who is the Kennedy? The one that got spaghetti?
Bobby.
Burned.
Well, the JFK, John F. Kennedy, and Bobby both got
a decent amount of them, like 66% of the Kennedys in
Never
that
mind.
Generation.
Robert Kennedy was Bobby Kennedy's government name.
So there's Bobby for Robert. That was a little stretch.
I get it. No, I get that one.
It's
I don't
a stretch,
get,
but
don't,
it makes some sense.
Yeah, I don't get Dick from Richard.
I think everybody that was named Richard was just a fucking asshole.
You ain't getting Dick from Richard?
I think everybody knows.
Sucks
Richard
for you, bro.
I had an uncle named Richard.
Moving on.
Anyway, I can't fucking talk. Anyway, so have you guys been doing okay?
I've been doing great, man.
Yeah,
other
man.
Than this fucking rainy weather.
I was not at the gym at 6 a.m. I was there at about 10 a.m.
Hey, at least you went.
Put in a nice 6 miles.
Dude, my alarm went off, and I looked at that thing, and I went, nope.
Dude, how far do you think you could run?
How far could I run?
You're in a Planet Fitness.
So, I am one of those people, I have to have, like, if I'm by myself in a Planet Fitness, I could run as long as I just wanted to stop. If it was me versus
right.
the two of you, I would run until one of you died, because I will not lose.
When do you stop, though? Like, because what I've realized with this is I'm in not good shape anymore. But I can go and run 6, 7, 8 miles,
so
right?
Are you saying, like, is it up to me or am I racing against you?
Just you. But here's the thing I've realized with it all is your body will not fucking quit until your body quits, right?
Yeah.
Like,
and once it quits hard.
Dude, it's all mental.
Bro.
The doubt seeps in.
Oh, yeah. That's why you get a runner's high, bro. You start fucking pushing through it.
Like, dude, it's crazy.
But I'm the...
So
like
if,
I said,
if
I'm
you're
the,
racing, you're a competition guy.
Oh, dude. If it was like you looked at me like, I guarantee it, I could
okay.
beat you.
When you're in a competition, is your goal to win or to not lose?
Both.
Which one's more important? Like,
not
what
losing.
Is your motivation?
Not losing.
Not losing.
I fucking hate it, dude.
Well, I love winning, but I cannot handle loss.
I feel like I would beat Rose very quickly. I think he would give out quicker than we think.
Okay.
Mentally, I don't think he's there. I think my challenge would be against you because
Did
you're
you
the
guys run track?
Hey, the big boys are talking. I think it'd be against you.
Anyway.
Because I think that you would try to beat me.
6 a.m. treadmills tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Gotta be treadmill. Gotta be fair.
Boys, I won't stop. I'll go. I won't go to work.
I won't go to work on Friday. I'll be running for so long. I'll go full 24 hours.
We all get fired. Like, what the? Where are you guys at? We're running, man.
I ran 17 marathons yesterday. Okay,
dude. David Goggins does that shit where he like runs until he just cannot run anymore.
Dude, he ran an ultra marathon with very little training.
Broke
the
legs.
Tarsals in his feet and kept going.
And shit, he shit down his back. He broke his legs. Like he just kept running. He ripped all the muscle.
So it's just
shit.
Dumb.
Yeah. So here's the
stop
thing.
Running,
for,
dude.
For nope. us, for the normal person, your body when. You break something or you shit yourself, you're going to be like, okay, my body's done.
Yeah, it's just
that's
shit.
When you stop. But dude.
Dude, if I shit myself, I'm done running that day. I'm just saying, like, that's...
If I shit myself, I'm going home and not leaving the rest of the day. I don't care what I'm doing.
If I shit myself, then you know what? That's how far I could run.
If I shit myself, I got to get a new gym membership because I can't go to that gym anymore.
If I shit my if I shit myself,
no, they've
never
got the little sanitized bottle.
I
got
to leave the franchise. I can't go to Planet Fitness ever again.
Yeah,
they got the sanitized bottle.
Lifestyles.
You just wipe
point.
It up.
I'm not doing it. I'm not. So someone else,
dude. Okay, but no, you're also assuming you're sitting. You're running on the treadmill, so
it's caked in.
It's it's on the treadmill at this point.
It's
it's just
getting
slung to the back of the wall.
Jesus Christ. Hey, so I had a lot of fun last week talking about the crimes in Florida.
Okay.
And
Ronald Anderson. Ronald Anderson looks like he reuses condoms.
I am still going to, I'm going to try to get a hold of him probably tomorrow. And we're going to see.
Ask him when he started collecting teeth.
Okay.
Okay. So I realized that I put a very limiting principle on the searches I did last week. I Googled Florida man.
Okay.
There's a whole other gender, boys.
Another gender?
Florida women.
Oh.
So, Florida woman, December 18th. You guys ready?
I've never been more ready.
I'm so happy for what she did on my birthday last year, so thank you. Florida woman allegedly stabbed sister with Christmas ornament.
Like one of those icicle ones?
What kind of Christmas ornament was it? Do we know?
Let's see.
Dude, if it's a ball.
Oh, she looks like she stabbed somebody with a fucking Christmas ornament.
If it's one of those dumb ones, that's impressive.
Yeah.
With a pointy Christmas ornament, thanks. Shirley Rogan, 55, was arguing with her boyfriend in her Oxford home. Our sister stepped in to try to calm her down, according to arrest report from the... I don't care about all that. Grabbed a beaded cone-shaped Christmas decoration and then stabbed her on the left side of her torso.
Does it say what she did?
She tried to calm her down.
No, like, does it say what she did to get stabbed?
The sister tried to calm her down.
Oh.
She and just intervened in an argument.
So here's your PSA, everybody. Don't tell a woman to calm down.
No, it's not even that. It's basically
that's Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, that is Caitlyn.
That does kind of look like Caitlyn.
That is
Jenner.
Caitlyn. And honestly, the it's just mind your business. You know, that's what it is.
Yeah, if a woman's going to fight with her boyfriend, let her fight with her boyfriend.
Mind your business or you get stabbed. That's it. Sister or not.
Okay, this is another good one. I love my birthday. Woman attacked ex with a broken chair after argument over cat. Okay.
Again, I just need to know like what the argument consisted of. You know, like if that woman loved that cat, you kind of gotta
watch
it.
She didn't just attack him with the chair. She was beating him over the head with pieces of it.
So he said something really fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I think people have this tipping point though, right? Where they once they do snap, they just don't have control over it.
Oh yeah, they black out. You see red. I mean, you go fucking.
That's
nuts.
Like really an impressive thing with like MMA fighters and boxers and shit. Because when they knock somebody out, if they're respectful and they can like literally just stop and be like, in the heat of everything.
No, this wasn't a heat of the moment, dude. Okay, so they argued. They got in an argument over the cat over text message. So she drove to his house, beat on his door with his chair until it broke.
Bro,
When he opened the door, he tried to restrain her, and she took a piece of the chair and hit him over the head with it 6 times.
The problem with driving somewhere is trying to maintain that level of rage, right?
Yeah, because you got to navigate the road and still be angry.
Well, dude, it's like, what do? You get in your car, what do? You put on a podcast?
Oh, no, it's silence. Or heavy metal.
Those two things. Like
you turn on some fucking Avenged Sevenfold or some fucking Metallica. And
dude, you're sitting in silence on the drive over there, then you're just stewing in it.
You're just like...
Yeah, bro. You get ready for a fucking war, bro.
I think I get in a wreck before I get there. Because I'm running red lights.
Yeah. You can't do that.
Wrong side of the road driving.
Yeah. This one's sad, but it is what it is. We saw that one of these. Florida woman got tased 3 times on her 70th birthday.
That would be an electric birthday. that was dumb. I'm sorry. I'm fucking sorry that your ears had to fucking deal with that.
I might leave.
All right, Matt. So on your birthday, the first one that pops up is Florida woman poses with baby alligator in maternity photo.
Is that illegal?
Do we have the picture?
I don't know. I have a picture of an alligator.
I want the maternity photo.
I don't know if it's the alligator. Oh. Nope, there it is.
All right, turn it around. I want to see
Hold
this.
Hold on, let's zoom in on this.
Zoom in. Is she
cute?
Oh, my
gosh. This is holy shit. This is the trashiest thing I've ever seen
dude.
In my life.
Dude. Hey.
Oh,
this
my.
Is someone's maternity photo, bro. Have
this
some respect.
This is Ronald Anderson's wife. Have some respect.
They're about to give birth
okay.
to probably the most racist child in the state of Florida. I hope you're ready for this.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
So describe it to the listeners.
So
I don't need, ugh.
Right off. No.
Ugh.
Right off the bat.
Lindsay Tuttle's her name. Look her up.
Scoot it my way a little bit.
Fucking trash can of an individual.
Hey, okay, first.
That is awful.
Hey, motherfuckers.
I know this is your kind of people, Tony.
Hey, dude. All right, I'm going to go ahead and just describe what I'm seeing. The first thing I'm noticing right off the bat is the unbuttoned shorts.
Yeah.
Interesting choice.
You know what else I'm noticing in maternity photos? The Bud Light.
I like the Bud Light. I'm okay with that. The gun should be pointed more towards them.
Do you
want to
know who
better.
The most photogenic person in this entire picture is?
The alligator?
It's the fucking alligator.
You know
dude.
What's sad? I forgot that there was an alligator in this while looking at the photo.
That's how distracting these people are.
Yeah, this is awful. This is rough.
Is that the Florida State flag back there? Or is that
dude,
a
I'm pretty sure
flag?
That's a I'm pretty sure that's a KKK flag. I'm not 100% on that, but
it's got the colors.
I think that is the Klan.
The guy is right wearing there. A hood.
No,
well,
no, he's not wearing a hood.
I mean, at least she's somewhat dressed up. She didn't dress up good, but he didn't even
do what?
I mean, yeah, that can't be.
He just got off
attire.
His shift at Waffle House.
Yeah, he just came off, got off work. He's got the black pants, but she dressed up. I mean, it's not what we
dude,
would dress
he's definitely
up
wearing
but,
sweatpants and like a Walmart T-shirt.
I mean,
nothing wrong with it, but like for your maternity photos,
the alligator
do better than that.
The alligator fucking knew what the job was though and did its part.
Alligator's right? looking good.
What's the parlay on that, or what's the over under on that actually being his child?
I'm not sure. Because
that picture,
but
I mean,
that picture to me says that's not his kid.
We're gonna do another.
you had to take a picture of that one for the listeners. They're gonna be able to see that. I mean, you know, when you think about it, though, that's love in its truest form.
She definitely doesn't wear shoes in the gas station.
I'm assuming that
she stepped in piss in a bathroom before, that's for sure.
I'm assuming that she pitched this idea to him.
The problem is, I don't think I've ever seen something so trashy where the point of the photo is something I'm not even paying attention to. Because the point of the photo is the alligator.
It is.
And I looked at everything but the alligator.
Any normal couple maternity picture, if there's an alligator involved, that's all you can focus on.
Yeah.
I'm
focusing on
the
Bud Light.
They stole the show.
Light.
I mean,
they did. The Bud Light and the shotgun.
That's
really
what I was going to say.
Me.
I like how they were like, you know, this picture needs something. Let's throw some Bud Light in there too. My shotgun.
Man, that's not even thick enough of an accent right there.
What if it's like, they made these like parallels. Like, oh, we had a shotgun wedding.
Yeah.
I knocked her up.
Yeah. Whose birthday am I looking at? I'm looking at yours, Matt.
Yes. And we're Gators fans.
Your birthday.
So we love a Gator.
Your birthday the 22nd.
You gotta have a Gator.
Your birthday the 22nd.
Damn, Ronald will whoop our ass if we don't have a Gator. 21st.
This is on the 28th. I don't know how this popped up, or I looked up your birthday wrong. A Florida woman is accused of zipping her boyfriend in a suitcase for hours until he died.
That sounds like he's a bitch, honestly.
That's
if
like,
you let yourself get zipped up in a suitcase.
That's an Asian businessman sex thing.
Yeah.
They do that. They will pay a woman to do that.
Yeah, haven't you heard of that? It's like 40 an hour to get zipped up.
I'll zip somebody up for 40 an hour.
Bro, I ain't getting zipped up. I'll tell you
no,
that. No,
I'm
right
not going to be in a
suitcase. I'm not getting zipped up by no
suitcase.
Fucking woman, bro.
Dude, there was a guy, I'm probably every bit of information about this is going to be wrong, but the overarching theme here is he worked with like the CIA or something.
Yeah.
The guy went missing. They found him dead in a bag, in like a zip up bag in his bathtub.
In his bathtub?
Yeah. And then the cops just wrote it off as he zipped himself up in there and got stuck.
Wait, how did he zip himself up in the bag?
Gymnastics.
That's where conspiracies come in.
Exactly, bro. Did you guys see Conor McGregor throw that baseball?
Bro.
Did you see that? Oh,
no,
my God.
It was terrible.
It was almost as bad as 50 Cent's opening day pitch.
Really?
Oh.
50 Cent was bad, yeah.
I mean, 50 Cent's been shot like 42 times. He's allowed to throw a bad pitch.
He does have street cred.
He does have street cred.
Yeah.
I mean, he threw that ball, and it was worse than I could ever imagine it being.
Really?
It was really bad. When you watch the video, I don't know if you noticed this, but when you watch the video, the catcher that's standing there, once the ball leaves Connor's hand, the catcher's mouth drops. Like, he was like, there's no way that
well,
just happened.
Well, it's crazy. I saw this thing, because Dana White is like, maybe not recently, but during McGregor's prime, was like, oh, Conor McGregor could be the like best athlete on the planet.
Yeah.
And then it's like he did this event where he threw a football and was garbage at that. He
super
threw
bad.
A baseball, was garbage at that.
I mean, throwing a baseball or a football, you got to throw a football properly, you got to
practice
a little
bit. Yeah, but he's not the best
bit.
Athlete ever. He's just a good fighter.
Yeah, he can take a punch. We never went to your birthday, but I did look up somebody else's birthday. This is my brother's. But a Florida woman sentenced after pulling alligator from her pants during a traffic stop.
What did she do illegal? I don't understand.
I mean,
she just pulled an alligator out of her pants.
Yeah,
how's that illegal?
These things are like alligator related, but it's not illegal, right?
Yeah.
She was okay. Florida woman.
The traffic stop was probably why she got arrested.
Well, she pleaded. Yeah. That was apparently illegal because she wasn't supposed to have it.
Why?
But she was pulled over for running a stop sign. And then
that's a petty ass cop. If I'm a cop and I pull you over because you passed a traffic sign or whatever, or, you know, didn't go through a stop sign. If I pull over and you pull a fucking alligator out of your pants, we're taking a picture together.
Bro, she like pulled it out of her yoga pants. Why the fuck did she have an alligator in her yoga pants?
To keep it fucking warm, dude.
It's a cold-blooded reptilian.
Yeah.
Look at this thing.
She's giving us the stink
eye. Yeah,
I
was
going to
say, she's got that fucking rock eyebrow going on right now.
Yeah, man. Why the hell did she have an alligator in there? That's just not a convenient place to have that.
How oblivious are you to not notice an alligator in somebody's yoga pants? Those are skin tight.
I mean, depending on the skin.
I mean, he probably was just trying not to assume what she had in her pants.
He's like, anyway. Oh, this is an odd man.
Is that an alligator? Are you just happy to see me?
I hope you're ready for the most satirical sounding article.
All right, let's hear it.
I've ever seen in my life. This happened on January 18th, 2016. This is the headline. Florida woman arrested for fart attack.
Yeah, it's satire.
Yep.
That's the Onion.
It's not. That's the problem. This is a law firm's website. Yeah. She got in a physical confrontation with her husband for cutting the cheese in bed.
Is it on...
It might be satirical. I don't know.
What shows it? Is it on Parks and Rec where somebody farts and has a heart attack?
Yeah, fart attack.
Yeah, and they
call Jerry
it
has a fart attack. Yeah.
Speaking of TV shows, the best show ever aired 17 years ago for the first time.
Lost. That is not the best show ever, Tony. I'm tired of you saying it is.
Lost 17 years ago, man.
Tony, it can't be considered the best show ever if the ending was the worst ending of all time.
Yeah, the ending doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
No, it's just bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. They were trying to get... They were like, we got to figure something out here.
Here's what I think ends up happening is they have an idea for a show, and then they write a pilot on the show.
And it gets too good.
For the show, and then it takes off, and they're like, oh, shit, we had like a season, maybe two, in idea-wise in our head.
Yeah, well, we got paid for five seasons.
They had to know that it was going to be decently big. They spent like millions on the pilot episode whenever the plane goes down and they have the plane on the ground. And it's all filmed in Hawaii. They had to have known it was going to be decently good because they spent millions on that opening episode. You don't spend that kind of money on something if you don't think it's going to be good. I just don't think they plotted it out well.
Yeah. I never understood the smoke monster in that show, to be honest.
It was the guy that lived on the fucking island.
Yeah, but what was it, the smoke monster?
Him.
Jacob.
Yeah, Jacob. He was the smoke monster.
But how did he become the smoke monster?
He's on the island, and that's why.
Jacob.
That's the answer.
You see, that's not a good explanation.
It's the same reason why the island can't be found and that fucking time's not the same and you're a different world. It just there's no,
Isn't
makes
it
no
like
sense.
When they do leave, it's like
just
they
like
have
how dinosaurs aren't real, right?
Or something.
Okay, so for anyone that doesn't know anything about Lost, I'm sorry that you're having to go through this, listen through this right now. But apparently it's once you're on the island, you were in a separate universe, essentially, like a split universe on a different timeline. That's what like the people think it's about, but I don't fucking know, dude.
Dude, it is crazy. Like Locke's dad shows up on that island.
Yes, dude. What's your favorite show of all time?
Breaking Bad without a doubt.
Breaking Bad, I love that. I was getting ready to read. Is that yours too? Really?
I don't know. I'm trying to think my favorite show.
Without a doubt in my mind.
Give me your top three shows right now.
Like that I'm currently watching time?
Your top three ever all time.
Are we doing like sitcom / like funny shows?
Just whatever you want.
Well, because like that's a different category in itself.
Your favorite shows like TV like shows.
Breaking Bad is number one for sure. I don't really, I mean, dude, I like a bunch of other shows, but it's hard to put anything else in the top three because Breaking Bad is that good. I don't want to disrespect it, but The Walking Dead until the most recent season I've enjoyed quite a bit. Halfway through Handmaid's Tale, and that shit is intense. So we'll see how that ends.
All right.
I got a couple others, but yeah.
All right, Matt, your top three.
I'm trying to think, man. I really, really do like Lost. I like Blacklist a lot. What are some other shows? What are shows right now? Sesame Street.
That's a good one.
No. I like Parks and Rec has got to be up there just because I like more comedy type stuff. Dude, I really fuck with like Survivor and that kind of shit.
Oh, we're going to get to that in a second. Don't you fucking worry.
If I'm using like, if I'm doing comedy shows, like that's a lot easier for me. But like those serious, like dramatic, like
mine would be shows. Lost, Game of Thrones, and Breaking Bad.
You just love shows with bad endings. Mine's Breaking Bad. But
I mean, dude, those are just killer shows.
So like Game of Thrones.
Walking Dead's really good.
Here's the thing about Game of Thrones. Yeah, I love it.
Now there's a until tiger the end in of it.
R.I.P. Shiva.
I know, dude. Avatar.
Whatever.
I love me some fucking
so yeah, now
Avatar,
if we're throwing
bro.
Cartoons in the mix,
I got
it's
into
hard.
Avatar at the age of 24. Like,
if we're throwing cartoons in it, it's a hard mix.
What,
like,
what kind of bender would you be?
What kind of bender would be? I'd be an airbender.
You'd be airbender?
Absolutely, all day.
Water.
Not what you would want to be,
you
but
would
what,
be
you,
water.
What you personality
I think
was.
I would be
water.
Air. I think I would be an airbender.
You'd be air?
You'd be. I can see you being
a water, yeah.
I did a test the other day. It said I'd be a firebender.
I was going to say, you would be a firebender. I think I would be an airbender.
Dude, when I look you in the eyes, I see evil.
What do you guys think that I would be? Because I think you guys are both dead on.
I thought you'd be a firebender because you're a very...
I could be.
Magnetic, just like... Yeah. Like you have very explosive energy.
That's true.
At times.
What do you see?
I can see I think an earthbender in you.
Earthbender?
I knew you wouldn't like that. No, realistically, I'd see like an airbender.
You say what?
I'd see an airbender.
All right.
I knew you weren't going to like the earthbender,
earthbender?
Though.
Earthbender?
Bro. Earthbenders
no,
are
dude,
sneaky
I,
good.
I'd see you as a firebender. Michael, I would probably see you as a waterbender.
Yeah, I know. I see him as a
waterbender.
That's
what I am, boy.
What would I be to you guys?
Fire. Firebender.
I actually do really legitimately could see you as like an earthbender. Dude, you're real chill.
Yeah.
You're like... You're
I'm chill until I'm not.
You're scary chill.
That's where
and
the fire
I feel
comes
like,
in.
I'm like Uncle Ira. Like, I'm... we're going to have fun. And then, dude, I will fucking murder everybody.
Dude, I feel like you were like would be an earthbender. You'd be like just super laid back and then you just... Yeah.
Just be eating my ramen.
You'd be earthquaking it up.
But you said it a second ago. Survivor, new season starts tonight.
Yeah.
Boom.
Dude. I like those kind of shows. I'm trying to think, man. Here's the thing with like very dramatic kind of serious shows.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on board for a dramatic movie. A dramatic show, it just gets to the point where I'm like, okay, what, you want me to be sad again? Like I watched Ozark. Ozark was dope.
Yeah.
But it's just, they always kind of peter out for me to where I'm like, okay, yeah, another pickle this
dude,
guy found himself
yeah.
in.
Too intense. I've never watched a show where I was like, I need to take a day or two before I watch the next episode. Just like the end of season one, and I've not finished season two on that show, but the end of season one, the preacher on that show does something not very godly. And I had to take a breather for a couple days after that.
Yeah.
That was too intense.
Bro, what am I talking... fucking Narcos. I love Narcos.
Narcos is good.
Yeah. I love Narcos.
Have you finished it?
No. That's how much I love it. I want to like space it out.
It really drops off.
That's how
last
I felt
season.
About Game of Thrones, dude. My favorite show growing up was Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Fresh Prince. I used to love Fresh Prince, George Lopez.
Nick at Night, bro.
Family Matters.
Mm.
Bro.
Full house bro.
Oh,
bro. Danny
those,
Tanner?
Those horns come in on George Lopez. Dun, 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 dun. Bro, if you're a mammal, you get fucking excited.
Yeah, you got to get
hyped
for that shit,
bro. That is a good
people
show.
Jumping on a trampoline.
Yeah, bro. They're all like looking down at the camera.
Bro, I'm getting hyped talking about it.
I want to watch it right when I leave here.
Whoever thought of like that for the introduction, like, I don't know if y'all heard the clap, but that was for you.
Kudos to them.
We know they listen to the podcast, obviously, so that was for them. Yeah,
yeah, George Lopez?
Yeah, 100%.
Gotcha.
He's our biggest sponsor, so no.
Bro, he's got a podcast, and it's like, I don't know if it's all Spanish, predominantly Spanish, half and half, what it is, but it's interesting as hell to listen to because I have no clue what they're saying. But he's got like a very good like cadence to his Spanish.
Just watching
speaking.
Him.
Yeah.
It's very like almost Escobar.
I wish I could talk like that.
Oh, bro.
Dude, could you imagine the life that fucking Pablo Escobar lived? I bet there was so much crazy shit that happened, bro.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he fucking blew up a plane.
I wonder.
Blew up towns.
Yeah, real Escobar, if he was as like chill in all those situations. I assume he was.
Is that show really that good? Should I watch it?
The first two seasons are phenomenal.
Yeah, dude.
Season three, I could take or leave. I have not finished season three. Okay. I blew through the
first
season.
Was sick, and the whole time I'm like, Escobar's my guy. I'm rooting for him.
Yeah, I fuck
yeah,
with him.
It's a weird show where like you are rooting for a man who single-handedly made the world like 20% worse, and you're rooting for
him. And everyone fucking loves him.
at first.
I mean, dude, no, like...
The beginning of the first episode is just one of those hard-ass gangster flexes. You've seen him before. He gets, like, stopped. He's transporting a bunch of goods that he shouldn't be. And he gets stopped. And, like, there's all these guards. And they're all, you know, threatening him, all that kind of stuff. Dude, he literally gets out, goes, opens up the back, shows them all the contraband he has, and then goes down the line of guards. And is like, oh, Mr. So-and-so, how are your kids this and that doing? Oh, yeah, what's his face? Just got his license. How's driving going for him? Next person. Oh, yeah, you just got married last month. How's your wife been? And dude, names off every person, names in of the people in their lives, where they live, where their kids go to school. And they're all just like, well, have a good day. And yeah, let him go.
Yeah, dude, it's an intense opening sequence to a show. So it really
you
grabs
just
you.
Made.
Oh, I have a show for my top
hold
three.
On, Tony, hold on. Tony just hold discovered on. Something.
I just Googled how much Pablo Escobar made.
Yeah, it's like billions of dollars.
Escobar, at the height of his power, made more than $70 million per day.
Yeah, he was losing like $3,000 like a week to, because it was all in cash, right?
Rubber
so
bands.
They stored it. Yeah, they were, well, he was paying that much in rubber bands, but then he was losing like another $3,000 or $4,000 in rats eating his money.
$70 million a day.
A day.
That's, oh my God.
That's more than Amazon, right?
Dude, LeBron James makes $40 million a year.
Yeah, I mean, dude, you have to realize he's selling cocaine to all of Florida and all of the places in between Colombia and Florida.
I love that fucking movie, Blow.
Dude, Blow dude, is,
that's
a,
my
that is a good
movie. Favorite good movie of all time. It's my favorite movie ever.
I'm not going to give it my favorite movie, but it's in the top, like, 15.
Nah, it's number one for me. It's my favorite movie ever.
I'm passionate about movies, so I got
have
a
you
lot
seen
of
American Gangster?
Yes.
That's a dope ass. It's yes. Similar storyline.
Yes, yes, yes.
But Denzel Washington, dude. T.I. is his, like, nephew that's dope at baseball randomly.
Okay, what were you gonna say?
I have another show that I forgot to mention a moment ago, but that is 100% my top three. The Boys. Y'all seen that?
Oh dude, I've already watched all of it.
Bro.
The Boys is good. It's not my favorite, but it's very good.
It's in my top dude. I've never had a show. You know how a show has to grab you before you really I'm gonna watch this.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had a show grab me as quickly and as viciously.
Okay, I'm gonna
as
ask
the boys.
The killing
did.
Scenes the, in are so
the
good.
Boys, dude, the one where they're like anti-heroes, like
yes.
They're superheroes, but they're like
yes.
I wouldn't say they're anti-heroes. So it's an anti-hero is like Deadpool.
He doesn't want to be a hero, but he is.
He does good, right?
They're criminals with dude, superpowers.
Hold up, talking about. Yeah. Have you seen the movie Super?
Super.
I think it's on Netflix. It has Rainn Wilson as the main guy.
No.
And he's like this nerd that just like gets bullied around and picked on all the time. He's like a full ass, he's a grown adult. But he decides one day, you know what? I'm going to be a superhero.
Ooh.
You know what his superpower is?
What's that?
A big heavy wrench. And he goes around and just beats people's heads in.
Jesus Christ.
It's intense.
Sounds like Kick-Ass. You guys ever seen that movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's kind of what it sounds like. The kid's like, yeah, I want to be a superhero.
Here's the thing with The Boys. I'm sure it's great.
So good.
I'm so fucking tired of superheroes.
Oh, you're not going to be
so
tired of this.
Dude,
you will not be tired of this.
Well, oh, super strong.
No,
guys,
dude,
no.
This is like, okay, think of you're in the real world and superheroes were a thing. MCU's great for the imagination. This is how superheroes would really be.
Yes.
It is a corporation. Okay?
It's fucking good. It's not like based around their superpowers. It's based around the situations that happen because of their superpowers.
Because of this corporation. It's like...
Yes.
Yeah, dude. Speaking of, have you guys seen the new movie Shang-Chi or whatever?
No, not
the
yet.
The movie, I was there.
It just came out.
I was there.
When
you
it saw
filming?
It? I was there. I slept through all of it.
You slept through the movie?
Yeah, but Grace doesn't know.
Wait, you went to the movie theater and saw that movie and slept the entire time?
That's an expensive nap, my friend.
Whole time.
Expensive.
Was it just
nap.
Not interesting, or were you?
No,
just
it was
really
very
tired?
Good. I just.
How do you know?
Well, I saw parts.
He saw the popcorn dancing at the front.
I saw,
like, I like this.
I saw,
he
the,
saw
opening,
the Coke ad.
I saw the opening fight scene, and I saw what happened at the very end. And I so, okay. Here's
there's a whole middle part that it sounds
no,
like
listen,
you missed.
No, listen. This is an actual, like, problem. I have this problem anytime I'm watching something, I get, like, so sleepy. If I'm in a comfortable position, you know those chairs at the AMC, bro. They fucking heat. They recline.
He didn't know they reclined until, like, three
I did,
weeks
no,
ago.
No, I really didn't.
No, he didn't.
I didn't. But, so... I have this problem. Anytime I'm like laying on the couch with Grace or watching a movie or something, I watch the first like couple minutes, I fall asleep, and every single time, it's like my body is like fucking, it knows. Every single time, 10 minutes before the movie's over, I wake up every single time.
Really?
So I get just enough to be able to talk about it like I know what happened.
Well, here's a plug
Bennett for... Bennett said it was like the best one.
Yeah, here's a plug for Disney and Disney Plus. The movie Shang-Chi comes to Disney Plus November 12th. So you can see it then if you don't want to spend a crazy amount of money on a ticket
like
to fall asleep and watch it. But dude, it's been like top box office week after week after week.
Dude, okay. So
I slept so good.
Do you guys remember when Doctor Strange was in theaters? Have you guys seen Doctor Strange?
Yeah.
Do you guys like Doctor Strange?
Not mm-hmm. really.
Okay. So on my 21st birthday, I went to Outback Steakhouse. Shout out Outback Steakhouse. It was my 21st birthday. Got drunk because that's what you do.
Yeah.
And then Kayla and I went to see Doctor Strange in theaters.
Sucks.
I have never in my life fallen asleep in a movie, but I fucking snored.
I do it every time.
In that movie. Dude, I do not.
I would
not
stop going if I fell asleep 100% of the time.
I knew I was going to fall asleep.
Dude, I don't fall asleep in movies. I love movies, but
here's
like
the thing, I like Benedict Cumberbatch or whatever his name is. I like
what
that
a fucking name.
Yeah, dude.
Benedict. What? I'm sorry.
Benna Richard.
Benna Richard Cumberbatch.
Capel Patch or whatever the fucking his name is, but Sherlock. I like that dude as an actor.
Benna Richard.
He's Smaugin like the Hobbit. He's like a big dragon.
Yeah.
Sherlock Holmes.
But dude, something about Doctor Strange. The idea was cool, but I was just. I don't know.
I'm an Iron Man, Spider-Man kind of guy.
Yeah, I don't. So I know he got in a car accident at the beginning of the movie, and then he met the bald woman.
Yeah, he's a dope surgeon. His hands
got
crushed.
Happened. That's all. That's literally all I know.
And then
about
he
the
knows
movie.
Magic.
I probably slept through most of that one too. I really do sleep almost every time I watch.
My guy's
something.
Never seen a movie,
dude. Yeah. I mean, I dress for sleeping whenever I go.
Tony watched Maleficent like 2 weeks ago, and that was the last movie he's ever. That's the only movie.
No,
ever
that
seen.
Movie I was so it was so stupid to me that I decided to go to sleep. I literally was like, okay, this is gonna be a good nap. So I literally just laid my eyes. I laid over a little bit. I got a pillow right here so she can't see my
How
eyes.
Do you know it's so stupid then?
It doesn't take much to know that's a dumbass
yeah,
fucking movie.
That's true.
Did you watch it?
No. Yes, I did.
You did?
I told, yeah.
It's fucking bad, isn't it?
Oh, it's my favorite movie of all time.
Yeah, okay. You need to watch it if you want to laugh. Bennett was like, I'm not going to watch it. It's scary. I was like, it's not scary. It's not. It's not fucking scary.
Bennett doesn't mess with scary stuff.
No.
You brought up Outback. So Texas Roadhouse, there's this thing that started in El Paso. These five guys went there to see how many rolls they could collectively eat.
I heard about this.
They ate 92.
That seems problematic.
See, that's a challenge I wouldn't do good.
Here's the thing. We were at work talking about it, and, dude, we put together an all-star cast to knock this challenge out. We're thinking easily 120.
I mean, five guys ate 92 rolls. What is that, like, fucking, not even 20 each. It's like
18 apiece.
18 apiece?
Roughly.
I mean, could do that.
I don't think we could.
I could do.
I don't think you or I could do 18.
I
saw
man.
Some of the boys.
I don't know, man.
Dustin, who's given us some material in the past, and we've brought him up before, he says he's good for 40 to 50.
I believe it. I believe that.
Now, that's a lot.
No, I believe
50.
That.
50.
That's a lot of rolls.
That's a lot.
That's too many rolls. No, dude, I
will pay for every single one of these rolls if Dustin can eat every one.
They're free. Well, they probably start charging at some point.
If you go in there and smash 100 rolls, they're going to be like, well.
Like, hey, listen, I'm not getting an entree. Just tell me what it costs to get 200 rolls.
Hey, ma'am, I want rolls.
Man, bring me all the rolls in the building. Well, you misheard me, I think. I think you heard bring a lot of rolls. I want you to bring every
I think you
roll.
Could. I think you should dedicate a single chef back there to the rolls that I'm getting ready to
dude,
eat.
Dude, I think
it would get problematic for the restaurant.
I think if I did it like a hot dog eating contest where I just try to eat them as quickly as possible,
no.
I think I could
You're
get
like
20.
Dipping them in water.
I'd get 20. Dip them in water so it slides down your gum.
It's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard, bro.
Oh, shout
no,
out to the
There's no like time constraint that I know of other than hours of
you
operation.
You just have to do it. But the thing is the longer you wait, the worse it weighs on you. You know
if you
mean?
Can get five guys to eat 20 rolls, you set the record.
Is it like
I
a world
can't
record?
Eat 20,
do I don't know,
Guinness?
But I mean, they're
just for the listeners listening, I'm not a big guy. All right.
Don't let him lie to you. He's obese.
20 rolls for me, it would change my whole form. Like I would look like a different type of person.
You'd be
dude,
taking maternity pictures.
I don't
with
know, man.
Yeah,
with alligator. Yeah, dude. Ooh, exactly. I'll bring the shotgun and the beer. Okay. Anyway, I don't.
How many do you think you're good for?
Again, just like whenever it's like a life-threatening situation, I'm like, yeah, I'm that guy. I want to say I'm good for 20, but
no,
in reality, I don't know, 12, 13?
No.
Yeah, dude.
No.
That's only three baskets, bro.
No way.
I think anybody could do 12.
Yeah, I think I could do 12 or 13. Dude, I go to Outback and I'll eat three rolls and I eat an entree.
I think you're good for 8 or 9.
Bro, I eat a whole ass entree.
I think I'm good for 7 or 8.
You think you could only eat 7 rolls?
I don't know.
I got a loaf of bread.
You need to have more confidence in yourself, Tony.
Maybe. I don't know.
Believe in you like I believe in you.
I got a loaf of bread in there, and I'm pretty sure if I put my mind to it, I could just sit here and, like a psychopath.
Kayla's going
to
come home and be like, why are you guys eating fucking rolls? We're trying to beat this fucking challenge, Kayla. Shut up.
Our first video podcast, I'm going to just buy like a bunch of rolls. Just have them all made.
Just put a big basket right here and we just have to eat them.
Yeah. Here's the thing. This goes back.
I'm just going to do 60 because there's three of us.
There's no way.
This goes back to what I was talking about with the gym. I think I'm good for 15.
You're our LeBron in that situation.
I think I'm good for 15. But I think I can make myself eat 30. Mentally, I think I could force myself to eat.
At a certain point, you can't eat anymore.
Did you say 30?
30.
Dude, at a certain point, you're not
25.
Able to eat anymore. No.
Boys, we
I don't know.
Have to go to Outback Steakhouse. I want to see you eat 30 rolls, bro.
I want to. We're going to have to pre-tip the server for this one.
No. I think you
have
to preface
I wanna take
of
Dustin.
Like, hey,
you
look,
hand the server $20. You're like, listen, I'm sorry for what we're about to do
no,
to you.
No, dude. You have to talk to the manager for this shit to go down. Hey, look, we're going to try to beat this record. It's all in the news. It's going to get you a lot of exposure for your
restaurant.
We're
going to tip $100.
And then he's going to be like, this is Outback Steak. We don't need exposure. People know.
No,
Texas
no,
Roadhouse.
No.
Or Texas Roadhouse, whatever.
But, and be like, we'll pay for the rolls, but keep them coming, buddy.
Keep them fucking coming.
New Texas Roadhouse, though. Shout out to them. Anyway.
When you think we're done, we're not done. Keep
we get
coming.
Dustin in there. He fucking throws on a headband, throws fucking powder up in the air on one of the tables.
Dude, who's that?
We're
going
to have to go in our
martial
gym
arts guy that was on Fighter and the Kid.
Which one?
He always wears like the headband.
Shinigami.
Yes.
Shinigami,
Dustin
baby.
Is our Shinigami.
I believe in it, bro. He gets in there.
So you think
you
could eat 7. You think you could do 12.
I'll jump
at 13. Let's just say I'll do 13, you do 7.
I'll say 10. I'll say I could do 10.
I'll do 15 if you're bumping
up. I'll push the limits. You know what I mean?
We'll do 25 between us. You get 30.
If I'm allowed to and not make myself throw up, but naturally get sick?
No puking rallies.
No, you have. Okay. It was once you puke, it's over.
Yeah, once you puke, you're done.
See, I guess
because
that would
be
because
if you puke in a hot
limitation.
Dog contest, they start taking points off. So
I think
I assume the same rules.
They're like counting through
yeah,
the bits.
Yeah, if you
that's
puke,
one of the
it's
worst.
Over.
That's gonna be the worst job. Not the worst job, but one of the worst jobs. The guy who has to count the amount of hot dogs in the puke. If that's a real
dude,
job,
that's
anyway.
Oh god,
I'm sure that is. They take that hot dog eating contest seriously.
Too seriously. There's a guy that has like he wins it every year or some shit.
Dude, okay. Uh-oh. How American do you have to be to compete in a hot
if
dog eating contest?
If you think that's the most American thing, I don't think you looked at that fucking picture of that lady holding that alligator long enough.
No, dude.
Right?
That's not
the most American thing I've seen in my fucking life, dude. Case of Bud Light 12 gauge with a fucking wide open belly, hanging your
pants
fucking panties
undone.
Out, pants undone with a fucking gator in your hands, and your man just got off fucking work. Yeah.
That's the most Florida
thing. He's been
breading
onion
seen.
Rings at Burger King
Listen,
for 12
damn
hours.
Damn fucking right, bro.
If Florida seceded, I think the U.S. would be better for it. I'm just going to say it.
How fucking dare you, dude?
Just going to say
how
it.
How dare you?
I'm just going to
okay,
say it.
Okay, here's
Florida's
the thing
what's
that
holding this country
though,
together.
Is what becomes the butthole of America if Florida succeeds?
Texas.
Miami. Not Miami. Miami's Florida.
Huh.
Fucking idiot. I'm sorry. Missouri. Or Mississippi.
Missouri or Mississippi? That's like your great aunt that you'll never see.
Here's the beautiful thing with Florida is there's like parts of it that are so high end, and then there are parts of it that are just absolute trash.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what makes it amazing.
What's
Louisiana actually would be the
butthole. Maybe Nevada?
Alabama.
Just because of Vegas?
Nevada's too touristy. Those people don't live
there. Yeah, Louisiana. I could see Louisiana.
Vegas is the tits of America. Like,
yeah,
that's where the fun comes into play.
But see, like, we can't be Nevada because people obviously live there, but like, the crazy shit you see happening in Vegas aren't the people who live in Vegas. They're the people vacationing
in
Vegas.
We're talking
that's
about
what
locals.
Makes Vegas.
Yeah. No, and I know. I'm not saying Vegas is any less trashy than Florida,
but we
can't blame
it. Is kind of like what makes up the locals, honestly. Like, there's just so many tourists that's a tourist place. Those are the people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but like, we're not going to say that's the butthole of America because they don't live there.
No.
You know, that's
what you're saying.
Okay, so I have, this is one from one of our listeners, Jordan. I'm sure you're going to hear this. So I'm shouting you out right now. Personally, I'm not like super into Harry Potter. I read the books when I was a kid.
Yeah, count me out.
I've watched the movies. You know, I've seen the stuff. I know the premise here.
I like Harry Potter.
I don't think Tony's
so this one's
super into it, but this one is specifically for Michael.
All you so Potter heads out there, I got your back.
He has a Potter heads.
That's a thing.
Pot heads.
So he has a theory, and I think he's not alone on this theory, that J.K. Rowling didn't write Harry Potter.
Oh, that is a hot take.
That it was either her ex-husband, who they split up like 2 years maybe after the first one released.
Something?
Or that it was somebody in the family or a ghostwriter.
Nah, no way, bro.
I would like to know more about this theory because I've never
heard
this theory.
His theory is that, okay, pretty much everything that came out that she, after the original Harry Potter, says the writing style is kind of different. It's just not as good.
I've never read the books. I've only seen the movies.
Yeah.
I will say, I don't like how J.K. Rowling, after the fact, has tried to change the universe.
I don't understand how one person could ghostwrite it and not... I would try to take all the credit for it. Drake has never wrote a song
and you never hear about his ghostwriters.
That's not true. He's wrote songs. He just has... He's a performer. He's not a writer. You know what I mean? But he's definitely wrote songs.
He's also a pedophile, but that's a different conversation. But...
I don't even know.
He
what
had a
to
picture of
that
lady on his new album cover.
Everyone has a problem with Jeffrey Epstein, but no one talks about Drake. All I'm saying.
But yeah, his theory is that there was some type of ghostwriter. The only theory I have that could back it not being her was that it was some guy. And let's say you're writing Harry Potter and you're as a man, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going up against these. The whole thing at that point is a man wrote it, right? So now it's getting pinned against other writings of men.
Well, I don't think it's
Lord
fair
of the
to,
Rings, that kind of shit.
Nah, I don't think it's fair to pin it against.
It's
a different time.
I almost feel like it was a marketing thing. Like, okay, we can take this lady, we can say, oh, she wrote it on napkins in a pub, and like really spin this story with it, get a lot of traction going.
It's a different type of fantasy story though than Lord of the Rings. I mean, Game of Thrones is being written at roughly the same time. I don't know when the first Game of Thrones book came out, but it's been out for a good little bit. You know, you had Aragorn coming out about that same time as the Harry Potter books. It's a different type of fantasy.
Yeah,
now,
that's true.
If she was writing like,
I just think it could have
really
been a marketing thing.
You can't really redo Lord of the Rings, but like. You put something up against like Game of Thrones or Aragorn that was more dragon focused and stuff like that, then yeah, I could see like maybe have your wife be the quote unquote author. But I don't know. It was the wizarding world.
Yeah. So I was looking up some shit earlier, and apparently I don't know how I didn't hear about this. Last month, a person in Boston won on a lottery ticket that he bought in a pizzeria. You know how much money he won?
How much?
$430 million.
Bought a lottery ticket from his local pizzeria, and now
I do pizza places. I didn't know pizza places sold.
I mean, this is in Boston,
dude.
Bro.
Gas stations in Virginia have slot machines now.
$430 million.
Can we talk about how gas stations in Virginia have slot machines? I'm just kidding. At $430 million.
I didn't know they had slot machines.
Yeah.
What would you do with $430 million right now?
Right now.
Right.
I would immediately not have a job anymore. That's the literal
lazy piece of
shit. You want to talk about the first thing I would do? Quit my job. Drop out of college. First two things I would do.
I would invest 80-90% of that.
Okay.
Okay, like, so 403.
I'd keep like 100,000, invest the rest of it.
Isn't it like 90-something percent of people that win the lottery go broke?
Yeah, because they're bad with money. So what happens is they win $430 million. It gets taxed. They take the lump sum up front. They get $200 million. And then they like buy all this stuff with it, which is fine, buy some stuff with it, but you also have to be able to pay on the stuff you bought after you buy it, right?
Yeah.
Insurance on a Lamborghini is not just like your normal employee can
not
just
$108 a month.
Exactly. Yeah. So like that's where I think they really, that's what screws a lot of them over.
So
yeah,
is they just flex too hard.
Not being used to the way of life that they're giving themselves.
Well, whenever you win the lottery, you know, you have the two options. You can either get it over 30 years or get the lump sum, right? It's actually almost always the most beneficial to get it as a lump sum because of inflation and because of the missed opportunity cost on investments.
Yeah, I would definitely get lump sum.
You do take a little bit of a quote-unquote pay cut. I say that a lot, but like you do take a bit of a pay cut, but you have this lump sum of cash that you can do with whatever you want, and it's appropriately...
I'll tell you what I'm going to do with it. I'm going to just live forever. Like, I'm just going to fucking live, bro. I'm going to go everywhere. I'm not going to go. I don't need to invest. I got $400 million.
No, you got to invest, brother.
I don't.
You do?
I don't.
You do.
I'm not going to spend it.
That well will dry up at some point.
$400 million?
Here's the thing. Okay. Assumably, after you take the government takes their cut, you get their taxes, blah, blah, blah. Okay. You got $230 million.
Okay.
You lost $200 million to... the government.
Uncle Sam.
Yeah,
Uncle
okay. Sam. So I get $200 million right now.
$230.
I don't ever have to work again.
No, you never have to work again. I'm not saying you ever have to work again, yeah, but you got to invest it.
I don't.
Okay.
Why do I need... I'm not going to run out of $200 million.
Dude, okay. Here's what you do. $230 million, you give away 50 of it. Like to your friends, family.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to invest. I'm just saying
friends,
I don't
family,
have to.
Donations, whatever. Throw $100 million in it into like the stock market. Hell, dude, honestly, $150 million in the stock market, blow $30 million, and then now you're living off of the interest of $150 million, which is probably going to be like $200,000
a
month.
No, I would definitely invest it, but I'm saying you don't have to. You could live extremely comfortably for the rest of your life and never worry again with $200
million. I don't know, man. 90% of people go bankrupt after they hit them.
Because they're stupido, muy stupido.
Because they think that they don't need to invest it.
It's like, where do you keep, like, can you imagine going to your bank and be like, yeah, I need to make a pretty big deposit today. And they're like, what are you talking about? And you hand them a $200 million
check. No, brother, you're a lawyer. You have a lawyer.
Yeah, yeah,
you have
you're, a guy.
You don't do that at that point.
You don't go to your local bank down here and go, hey, I got a check for $200 million that someone's going to pass out.
You don't run down to the Carter County Bank and
no,
get handled?
Bro, not a fucking chance.
They would just be like, oh, okay. That's cool, and they're gonna press the fucking panic button to get the police there. Is what they're gonna do.
Yeah, they would freak out. You have. I don't know what the fucking protocol is. You probably have a lawyer. You gotta go to the head branch.
You don't just go to the bank. Like, you know,
does that money show like on the app? Does it show $200 million on there?
Bro, you don't use an app at that point. You have somebody telling you how much money.
No, I want an app.
No, like, you have a guy that you call who sends you a spreadsheet. And that's what you do at that point.
There's got to be an app though.
No, you don't have a guy because then he steals your money. That's
what.
Yeah,
I don't really
happens.
Want a guy. I really don't want a guy.
That's bro, if you have that much money, you can't do it yourself. You got to have somebody.
I can.
No, you have to make some CPA and financial advisor's life.
I don't trust people enough.
Okay.
I would trust Bennett. I would trust Bennett.
There'd be like $100,000 missing and they'd be like, oh, I don't know what happened to it.
Yeah, dude, they could sneak away $100,000.
You think
grand
you're
going to
miss $100,000 out of $230 million?
Yeah.
Okay.
You never know, bro.
No, dude. Oh, here's what you do. You hire a CPA, a financial advisor. You really don't even have to pay the financial advisor or anything because they're just going to make money off the investments. But your CPA, give them like $500,000 a year. I think I'll steal from you. They got a good thing.
What if he gets greedy?
Who the hell cares, dude? You're making millions a year.
Dude, if
on
you
the
put
stock
$100
market.
Million in the market and you get 1% on that, that's $1 million a year.
I go to. I
that's a bad year.
I would take all my buddies that were trying to go to Vegas and
usually
I would,
you're looking at like 4 to 8%, right?
Yeah, 8%. Dude, yeah. You're making
$8 million
a year.
What I would do, okay, so obviously you got to have like fun money. You know what I mean? You got to have a little bit of fun.
Yeah, that's why
money.
You don't invest at all.
Yeah, I would invest
that's
a bunch
$666,000
right,
a month.
Right out the gate, what I would do is anyway. I would.
It's still not Escobar money.
I would get a bunch of my homies, exactly. I would get all my homies, all right, who wants to go to Vegas? We're blowing $5 million.
All yeah, right. Dude, that's what you got to do. You
how
like,
do you spend? What do? You buy like
everything. We do. I mean, anything.
I buy Las Vegas at that point
for $5 million. Okay,
$70 million a day for Escobar money.
You could gamble
$25 billion a year. 25.
That's crazy.
I would take 20 friends. I would divvy up the money between all 20 of us equally, and I'd say this is your gambling money to do whatever you want with. Whoever hits the largest. Whoever comes out on top of the most amount of money, I'm going to give you $1 million.
Okay.
That would be fun.
Dude, if I had that much money,
and I make it a pay-per-view, so I'm getting paid to do it.
I would just go and drop $1 million on like the number 4 in roulette. Just to do it. And if I lose it, who the fuck cares?
I'll get into high stakes poker. I'll get into high stakes. Texas Hold'em.
Tony, you hit $230 million, hit your bank account tomorrow, hit whatever bank tomorrow.
Okay.
How much money are you giving me?
How much am I giving you personally?
Yeah.
Okay, I got to think about this.
It is crazy. That's one thing that lottery winners do say is like it ruins all of their relationships with friends and family.
I'm probably going to accrue $5 million of my money to being handout money.
Yeah.
I will accrue $5 million just for that. So $5 million, I would probably give you like $50,000.
I'm okay with that. No, so if you hit the lottery, you have to like really budget it and you have to like come up with like your friends and family money, your donation money, and then that's what you
donation
like,
money. fucking.
Tony's gonna go.
You can cut that shit.
Tony's gonna go to PetSmart. They're gonna be like, "Hey, would you like to donate a dollar to your local animal shelter?"
Well, yeah, sure. What's it for?
What's it help?
What's it help? Oh yeah, there's an influx in puppy population. They can't feed them. Blah 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 blah. And Tony's gonna be like,
"Tell me more, real quick. Tell me more."
Oh yeah, so there's like just a lot of puppies in the area right now. Oh okay.
Yeah. No.
Do you need help taking this out to your car, sir?
Yeah.
We walk outside. It's a fucking Lamborghini.
Yeah. I don't want to help. I still, just so you know, ma'am, while you're putting that in the back of my Lamborghini, because I don't want to do it, I'm still not going to donate.
Am I a ma'am in
yep.
this scenario? Okay.
Yep.
Cool.
Made you one.
Anyway,
fluid.
So.
Would you buy a Lamborghini?
No, I wouldn't buy a Lamborghini. I don't.
No,
I
wouldn't
kill
buy,
myself. I know myself too well.
I would
kill
probably
myself
have like a, I'd really like a McLaren, but I wouldn't buy one. I would probably have like a nice Mercedes.
Yeah.
Something like that, you know?
I would buy.
Nice family, you know, like four-door car.
Dude, okay,
Tesla.
So $230
million.
Yeah,
Tesla S-Class.
Oh, 100%. $230 million, okay? I'm literally probably just going to give away like $30 million of it, okay? And, I mean, like, my parents are going to have the nicest house. My brother,
yeah.
Everyone's going to have, like, the nicest house, the nicest cars. Everything's going to be paid up for the rest of their life. I'm going to blow about $30 million.
How much are you giving me, Michael?
Nothing.
Huh.
I don't donate to charity either.
Oh, I fucking threw the lob up on that one, bro. I fucking lobbed that up for you.
Damn, motherfucker, bro.
You were the $30 million. Don't worry. Kind of.
I gave you $70,000.
You gave me $50,000.
Okay, I
get
him bumping up the number. It was $50,000, man.
Yeah, I'll give you like.
Okay, you know what? Here's what. I would give you both $20,000, and I would put $50,000 into the podcast. Because we would not stop the podcast.
Sure. We would not stop the podcast. You're right.
I would start paying y'all is what I would do. I wouldn't give you a lump sum up front.
That's the smart part.
We would all quit our jobs.
We're on payroll.
Focus solely on the podcast.
How much are you paying me a month? I want to know if it's worth my time.
Dude, I mean, okay. we're $100,000 a year.
$10,000 a month?
So like, yeah, that's three.
Yeah, my math was really bad right
no,
there.
No, it's not. It doesn't matter. I was a dick. Yeah, dude, I gave you $10,000 a month though. I'm cool. Because
here's
that.
The thing. Okay, I've got 230, right?
We're also severely, dude, we're underestimating how much 230 is. You could give us up to $1 million a year.
I would never notice.
Still wouldn't dent
your
income.
But here's my mindset on it, though. I have 230. I can take 200 of it, put it in investments.
I'd give Uday like $5 million of it and invest it into him.
If I make 2% on it a year, that's both of y'all's annual salary paid for.
That's just more than our annual salary.
2% on...
200 million?
Oh, yeah, 1%. 1%
dude,
would be,
1%. Yeah, I mean, that's
that'd
still...
That'd be
2 million.
Million.
Yeah, 2%
mean, you're
on...
not including bonuses we're going to get and things like
that. Yeah, we're going to have fun. it would be Dan Bilzerian level podcasting at that point.
Oh, dude. We would have cameras everywhere.
We'd be skydiving.
We wouldn't be sitting in here.
No.
Yeah. But,
we'd have a fucking office.
We'd have
a penthouse dedicated to podcasting is what we'd have.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, fuck. At that point, it could just be $1 million a year for each of you, and I get 1% on my 200. And
it's a tax write-off at that
point. You guys are paid for. One of you is a write-off for charity. And then,
hey, man, I don't fucking appreciate
no taxes
that.
On that money. But yeah, man. Yeah. I think I was thinking into this. Obviously you take care of the people you love. But dude, I don't think like I would buy a house. Would my wife and I have newer cars, but I probably wouldn't even get a new car.
Dude, at $230 million, there's nothing wrong with buying
I guess
a used car. I'm not buying a used car if I have $230 million.
That's a lie. We would both get a Tesla at that point.
Yeah,
I'd buy my Tesla out.
A pretty nice house.
Yeah.
You know.
Get a house in the burbs, get a white picket fence. I don't know what I'm saying.
And then she would stop working if she wanted to, and I would stop working.
She ain't stopping.
Tony, you wearing
Crocs
right now?
I ain't wearing Crocs.
You've been here for an hour and a half, and I just realized you're wearing Crocs.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? What am I going to wear the pod today? And then I was like, something fucking comfortable in case
I
fall asleep.
I respect it. I'm going to put a TV on this wall back there just to put you to sleep.
We put a TV up there. I'll be knotted out, bro. I'm serious. I'll be bad off.
Just like accidentally kicked Tony, and I was like, that was really rubbery.
But yeah, dude, I put people on my payroll at that point. I don't give anybody a lump sum of nothing.
The thing about $230 million is like, man, I ain't doing anything that I don't have to be in person to do myself. Like
do everything I want to do.
Like I got to get my hair cut. I'll do that in person, right?
I would go but to
like,
every Steelers game ever.
Yeah, you get season tickets.
You're thinking small.
I'd go to every fucking game. I'd go to every fucking Super Bowl. I would just do all of it, bro. I would do everything. Everything everyone wanted to do, I would do.
So, I'm a Tar Heel fan. Dean Smith Center is really nice.
Yeah.
We're about to have the Michael Rose Center.
Ooh. That takes a hefty donation.
Yeah, it takes a hefty donation.
I got 230 mil. I'll be okay. I'll be okay.
I feel like they'd want at least like 10 million.
Okay.
You would probably do that?
Probably.
You would have to name it the Rose Garden.
Oh, my dude, God. I bet that's already a place.
You would have to name it.
I guarantee. Oh, yeah, dude. The Rose Garden at Chapel Hill.
I bet you have to donate a lot. Because a lot
every jersey has to have a white rose on it.
A lot of those things are named after a...
I mean, Dean Smith was the greatest coach of
exactly.
all time. Yeah,
like,
so.
Like an alumni, and they Did were reputable in the million? Sport.
No, he just got them a obscene amount of championships and coached Michael Jordan, so I think he deserved the name
he
of the
He probably earned them more than $10
million. Yeah.
Probably. Yeah, I would guarantee
He probably
right.
earned them pushing a billion.
Dude, what do you think he got paid, adjusted for inflation?
I mean, we're getting ready to find out if Rose does what he's about to do.
You know, you already know I'm doing it.
Our comptroller.
It ain't no Nick Saban money, though. I know that.
What's Nick Saban get paid?
A lot more than him. Gotta be.
Oh, I guarantee Nick Saban.
Hard numbers.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking big boy numbers.
How much? A lot.
let me look up Saban.
Oh, up, my gosh.
What is it?
Wait, I don't think this is... No, 1997. Was Dean Smith alive?
Let's see. I'm pulling up Nick Saban's right now. Yeah. Nick Saban makes $8.7 million a year.
Bro.
8.7.
Their current coach.
So $10 million wouldn't get a stadium named after you.
How He's to average $10.6 million after endorsements.
Their yeah, not after coach, they pay their coach.
UNC's
nine.
New coach makes $2 million a year. Okay, he died with a net worth of $5 million. I'm just kidding. He's not dead.
Yeah,
he has a net
say,
worth of $5 million.
Let's say he's not dead, bro.
So yeah. He's just living life coasting off of $5 million. We got 230.
Yeah.
Dude.
I'm just saying, dude. They name it. I'm like, listen, what does it cost to name the stadium after me? And they're going to be like $50 million. And I'll talk to my people.
Oh, I'll buy the house from Fresh Prince. And I live in that house.
That would be dope. Mm-hmm. That would
be actually
dope.
Pretty cool.
It's a nice house, too.
It is a nice house. I would buy, like, I don't know. I don't think I'd want like a mega mansion. I'd want like a very like a 6-7 bedroom house.
I think I'm going to go mansion.
Of course you would.
I mean, I want some shit in my house. I want there to be a full gaming area. I want there to be a full theater.
Bedroom.
I want it. Outside pool. I
For
also,
your nap time.
Yes. No. There's plenty of nap space in this crib. Also, there's going to be like a fucking paintball course down on my fucking property. I'm going to have a full basketball like area inside. It's also going to, the roof is going to be detachable, so we can take the roof off and it can be an outside court now if you want it to be. It's going to be
I don't know if $230 million gets you all
dude,
this.
It would.
I know it would.
I mean, it's going to be nice.
Yeah. Like I said, I, you know, obviously the responsible stuff, pay off debts.
I might build my house in a cave.
Okay, Batman.
Yeah.
We Christian Bale all of a sudden?
Dude, that would be sick, bro. Or on top of a cave, and the cave is my fucking lair.
Like Dr. Evil?
Yeah, bro. The cave is where my gaming
might
setup
is. Might as
well
make an ice palace like they did in Superman.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, you might as well. I mean, fuck it.
Where do you live? You stay in the States?
Yeah, I'm going to stay in the States. I'm thinking like Seattle.
Hey, if you have
$230 million. Are there caves
in Seattle? If you have $230 million.
Are there caves?
Yes, there is. You have $230 million. You know what you can do?
What?
Find out the dinosaurs are real.
They're not. That's the I mean, that's the thing. They're not.
Yeah. Another thing you could do is
you could bring one back to life. All right, guys, I got a question. So who's your favorite comedian?
Ooh, that's a good question. Tony, you go first.
Okay, before we get into it, I think there's two different categories because there's stand-up comedians and then there's like movie
stand-up
actor type comedians.
Let's do stand-up first.
Okay, stand-up.
Okay, I got one.
Who's...
Okay, I'm going to pronounce his name wrong and I'm
Bert Kreischer?
No, not Bert Kreischer. I do like Bert Kreischer.
Mike Birbiglia.
I like Tom Segura too. Those are not my favorite. Hasan Minhaj. Or Minhaj.
Okay, yeah, he's good.
Yeah, I can't think of it. I don't remember how to say his last name, but yeah. Hasan Minhaj. He's like... I don't know. He is like the funniest comedian.
I'm going to say probably Dave Chappelle.
Okay.
Ooh, that's
a good choice.
That's probably my favorite
Damn,
comedian.
I forgot about
throwback.
Chappelle.
What about you?
I mean, his last comedy special last year was fucking amazing.
I've not watched it yet, but I need to.
Tonight you're going to watch it.
Dude, we got to get him to watch Interstellar first.
Dude, yeah you're just lazy. You're lazy.
It's not a joke.
I'm busy.
You're not. You took a nap before we got here.
Am I supposed to watch Interstellar in the 20-minute nap I took?
You could
Part
try.
Of it.
Yeah, I could start it. Yeah, but that seems like a movie that I just want to sit and
busy.
Watch the entire
What are you
going
to do when we leave?
Go to school.
School?
Yes.
Fuck that.
Sorry, I'm trying to better myself.
dude. Go ahead. What's yours,
so
Matt?
So Chappelle, Hassan. Dang, dude.
You guys ever hear Chris Porter?
No.
I've only ever seen one stand-up of his. It was on Netflix at one point in time. I don't think it still is. But it's probably the funniest stand-up I've ever seen. But I've only seen one of his stand-up, so I can't, like,
okay,
give him the number one.
Yours, so with Dave Chappelle, here's my mindset on him. Is I know he's still doing stuff, and he's still obviously hilarious. But he was so funny 20 years ago to me that he falls into, like, the legends category. Yeah. Of people that don't even do it anymore or are no longer here.
He's on tour right now.
But he does,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So it's this weird thing of, like, I mean, of all time,
yeah,
probably.
That was the answer. That was the question. Who's your favorite comedian?
No, who's
of all
your
time?
Favorite comedian?
Okay.
Like current doing shit. Okay, but Dave Chappelle's still doing stuff. So.
Yeah, Dave Chappelle. Probably Tom Segura too. Those are my top two, really.
Yeah, the ones in my mind that are currently doing things. Tom Segura. But, dude, I love Theo Von.
I know you do. You're a Theo Von guy.
I
dude,
love Theo Von.
Tom Segura makes me laugh so fucking hard with the way that he, like, delivers his jokes, yes, dude. Like, the one about bikes.
Just
he goes, bikes! That shit, dude, cracks me. Have you seen any of Tom Segura's stuff? Dude.
I've seen some Tom Segura's, but I've not seen, like...
You gotta watch the specials, bro.
I've watched some of them, but I've not seen...
When he talks about Mike, he talks about fucking Mike Tyson.
Oh, dude, on a plane.
No, I'm just kidding.
He talks about Mike Tyson, all that shit. Dude, that shit's funny.
But I think Chappelle's got such a, like, legend status. Yeah. Right?
I think Rogan's good. I think a lot of people don't really like Rogan's stuff, but
I don't
think
about Rogan's comedy all that much.
The ones you like, Bernie Mac.
Yeah.
Dude, Bernie Mac was hilarious.
Yeah.
There's so many different kind of subcategories within it, though, right? Yeah. You've got Kevin Hart.
How funny was Kevin Hart when you first saw him, dude?
Oh,
dude,
bro.
I think
You hadn't seen, like, Dane Cook was another, like, very big personality, very physical, that kind of. You know, and dude, when
I forgot about Dan Cook,
dude, when he came out, he was the
dude.
You know what I mean? He's in movies. He was selling out stadiums.
What is Dan Cook doing now?
Chilling with his, like, 20-year younger than him wife.
Yeah, he's got a really young wife, and he's just chilling.
He made his money.
He sent his brother to prison for stealing his money.
Nice, did he really?
Yep.
Well, fuck that guy. Not Dane, the brother. No, so I forgot Dan Cook. I also like Tom Haverford, which that's not his name.
Aziz Ansari,
thank you. I could picture his.
Aziz is pretty good.
Yeah, have you seen his stand-ups?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He's kind of in the Kevin Hart category where, like, I feel like his earlier stuff's a lot better than his newer stuff.
Yeah,
I feel like Kevin Hart went to, like, the Cat Williams approach, and I don't really like Cat Williams. I think he's okay. I don't think he's the funniest.
I think Kevin Hart's just too Hollywood now.
So the thing with Cat Williams, the reason I never thought Cat Williams was, like, the funniest, because I feel like he relied too heavily on screaming fuck to make his joke funny.
Yeah.
And I feel like Kevin Hart has done the same. Like, he relies so heavily. But, like, back in the back in his early specials, Kevin Hart's, he talks about, like, his teacher sending a note home and stuff. And, like, that, dude, that was just, like, that's comedy at its
finest. I'm
going
to watch that tonight, probably.
Dude, oh, my God. Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy, Raw.
And Delirious. Jesus, dude.
Have you guys seen Nate Bargatze?
Yeah, Nate Bargatze. He's from Nashville.
Yeah, dude. Have you seen him? Dude, I love Nate Bargatze.
He's good, but
there's
Eddie Murphy, dude.
There's something like
he was on your mom's house podcast. A couple
Nate?
Weeks ago. Yeah.
Okay, I was gonna say.
So was Hasan Minhaj. Yeah, they both were on your mom's house, and those just both really good episodes.
Dude, there's so many, like, young, new, like, up and coming, like,
oh my God.
Chris D'Stefano or whatever.
Chrissy D.
Dude, he is hilarious.
Yeah, Chrissy D's hilarious.
God, who else?
Now that you're fucking the guy that you show on Instagram all the time,
dude, Rocky Dale Davis.
Dude, I got on his
so
podcast.
Funny.
You were on it.
He shouted me out on his podcast.
Oh, I was gonna say, dude, why don't you say something?
I wish I was on it.
Rocky Dale Davis is hilarious.
Yeah, Rocky's funny. I think he
does so much crowd work. It's not. It's like, and it's funny because it's. I mean, I'm sure he preps stuff, premises, but it's just crowd work, riffing on the spot, dude. It is so funny.
Dude, I tried. I really want to get into, like, stand-up. Like, I really want to get on a stage, tell some ha-ha.
This is me and Rocky. We were sitting here texting on our DMs.
That's pretty dope, man.
He's cool, dude. Yeah, so he put me in his podcast. He's cool, man. We had, like, a full conversation. I told him. I was like, dude, I think you will be one of the next ones to, like, actually, like, blow up.
Dude, what's his podcast about?
It's called Rockwood, I think, or something like that. he just talks about funny shit. He just like goes on riffs. It's kind of like Chris D'Elia, how he just, it's just him in the microphone. And he's just trying to make people laugh.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that. Chris D'Elia, that's another one. That's another funniest comedian, dude.
You're just bringing up all the pedophiles this podcast.
Oh, leave him alone.
Anthony Jeselnik.
Anthony Jeselnik's good. Tosh from Tosh.0. Daniel Tosh.
Oh my God.
Daniel Tosh is fucking hilarious,
Daniel
bro.
Tosh is...
It's again, it's his, he's got the Tom Segura effect. It's the delivery.
Oh my God. Yeah.
He'll bring you down this road and you're going down the road and you feel good on the road. And then boom, he takes you down a curve and you don't
Daniel
know what's going on.
Daniel Tosh makes me laugh at things that I don't feel like I would laugh at normal.
Absolutely.
Situation. That's his job.
Daniel Tosh could start talking about like his sister who's dying of cancer or something. And then he would make me laugh about it. Like I'd want to cry for most of it. And then he'd say something.
Yeah.
And I would just start laughing.
That's what great comedy is, though. Like, that's like the point is like to make people laugh at things they feel like they shouldn't laugh at.
Louis C.K.
Oh my God, Louis C.K.
We just talk about all the predators.
Dude, Louis C.K. is fucking hilarious.
Bill Cosby, Harvey Weinstein.
No.
Hello,
I bet if Jeffrey Epstein had a stand-up special, you guys would be shouting him out for it. No,
if he was fucking good. If he was funny.
If he was funny, I would say he was funny. He's still a pedophile pervert, but... funny is funny, and that I think that's one of the awesome things with comedy in general. Okay, so we've talked about stand-up. Who's your favorite actor, comedian?
My favorite actor?
Comedian.
Comedian actor.
Comedic actor.
Adam Sandler.
Oh, yeah.
He's got
Adam Sandler.
He's got the OG hits.
Yeah, dude, Will Ferrell. Adam and Will.
How do you not listen to Will Ferrell?
Okay, hold on. Let's
Anchorman,
just make it easier. Let's make it easier.
Stepbrother,
Talladega.
What's
the Mount Rushmore? It's got to be Adam.
Okay, yeah,
Adam Sandler's,
I like that.
Adam Sandler,
Will Ferrell. Will,
let me get
my mistake.
Yeah, you don't talk. Adam Sandler, Will Ferrell, Jim Carrey.
Okay.
And who's the fourth in there? Jim Carrey's
Robin
gone.
Williams? No.
Dude, yes.
Here's the thing is he, even when he was comedic, he was so emotional with it and like he falls into like great actors of all time for me, not just comedians.
That's fair. That's fair.
What do you say, Rose?
I was going to say the other guy in Step Brothers, but I don't know his name. So.
John C. Reilly.
Is that his name?
Yes.
No, he's not the Mount Rushmore.
You're right. Yeah, he did well. He does well in his stuff, but he's not the Mount Rushmore. Right,
I mean, bro, Eddie Murphy, does
Eddie,
he?
Yeah, Eddie Murphy. You got Robin Williams, Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
Dude, Paul Rudd.
Ben Stiller.
Paul Rudd, yeah.
Paul Rudd.
Jack Black.
Dude, okay. Jack Black.
Now we have to add like 6-7 faces to Mount Rushmore.
Jack Black.
Dude, when you
one
said Paul Rudd, when you said Paul Rudd, I thought you like I don't. It didn't register with me. You said Paul Rudd. I thought you said Paul Walker, and I was like, was it funny?
You
that
got Chris. You
he
got
did one
Chris
thing
Rock,
that was hilarious.
You got Kevin Hart. I think Jim Carrey is one of the funniest out of all of them, though. I didn't hear it.
He said, I thought you said Paul Walker. He said Paul Walker's not funny. And I said he did one thing that was hilarious.
Oh God. Jesus Christ, Matt.
No, he dressed up like Vin Diesel.
Shout out to our sponsor, Toyota Supras.
yeah, you're right.
Jim Carrey definitely is up
there. Oh, yeah.
Will Ferrell definitely
up
there.
I think Jim Carrey's
number one. Who I don't know. No,
no. Jim Carrey's number one.
He is not number one.
Oh, Adam Sandler's
on there. Name three pure comedy Jim Carrey movies.
What do you mean by pure?
Like Dumb and Dumber-esque, and there's one for you. Because, like, I can't name just pure, I don't know, dude. Jim Carrey is
Bruce Almighty.
Not the guy for me.
Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber 2 doesn't count because it's a flop.
Dumb and Dumberer.
Cable Guy.
Oh, dude. Cable Guy. Yeah.
He's not the best, though, dude. Adam Sandler, man.
Here's the thing is Adam Sandler has such an immature style of comedy. And it is hilarious.
Oh, Jim Carrey's got the most immature.
Dumb and Dumber?
Like, yeah. His is just like going like just like completely like with his body energetic, making faces.
Speaking of Jim Carrey, have you guys ever seen the movie? It's the number 23.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where everything's based around the number 23.
Yeah. And that dude goes intense. That's a good movie. I was too young when I watched that movie first time. And that movie was kind of traumatic for me when I watched it because I was not old enough to watch that movie. And that lady threw herself out of the. And like I wasn't ready.
Yeah.
I still don't know anything that happened. I just know everything was based around number 23.
Because he fell asleep.
I'm telling you, bro.
Yeah.
Okay. So Will Ferrell, definitely.
Yeah. What's your favorite Will Ferrell movie?
Adam Sandler.
My favorite Will Ferrell movie?
Yeah.
It's got to be Step Brothers.
Oh, dude, it's 100%.
It's got to be Step Brothers. You know, Grace had never seen Step Brothers until I showed it to her.
Kayla never had either. She didn't love it. So here's the thing. Okay, so here's the thing with Step Brothers. I still appreciate it, because I watched it when I was at the age to appreciate it.
No. If but they if made Step Brothers 2 right now, it'd be the number one movie in America.
It would. Do you know why?
Because of number one. Because
there's a bunch of guys like us who watched it whenever it
and
came
guys,
out.
I'm glad you're listening. Those Thanks two, for tuning in.
Those two are so fucking funny together. There's no way you can tell me that that's not the funniest movie that he's done.
Oh, yeah. No, I love it. I'm not taking away from it at all. I'm just saying that people may not appreciate it as much because comedy has changed and it was...
Yeah.
It was received better in like 2007.
You know what another funny funny Will Ferrell movie is?
Blades of Glory.
That, but The Other Guys.
Dude, the oh,
whenever,
other guys.
Whenever oh, he's like, is that your wife? He goes, yeah. He goes, quit playing with me. He goes, that's my wife. He goes, you're lying to me. Like, you can't believe that's his wife.
Dude, him and Mark Wahlberg do very well together.
The first time when he's leaving.
Yes.
Bye, Sheila. See you. I'll see you later.
Yeah, see you later, Sheila.
Go back inside. Bye, Sheila.
Go put some clothes on. Yeah.
Dude, him and Mark Wahlberg do very well together. But I think Step Brothers is my number one, followed closely by Blaze of Glory / Talladega Nights. I did not like Anchorman 2. Period. I did not think.
Yeah, I agree.
I walked out of that movie. I've walked out of less than five movies in my life, and that was
slept.
Walked out of like three movies probably in my life, and that was one of the three that I've walked out of.
The first Anchorman was
so
good.
No, he made a worse movie than that. Fucking Sherlock Holmes. We walked out of that movie.
I've never seen that,
bro.
I didn't see that one or Anchorman 2.
Worst movie that that duo has ever done.
Really? I've heard it was not.
It was so bad, bro. We literally left. We left. Like, dude, I've never left a movie theater before.
Probably the worst movie I've ever sat through in theaters was called The Gallows. Have you guys ever heard of that? It's a scary movie. I'm just kind of off topic. No. Dude, it is the dumbest plot to a movie I have ever seen.
Worse than Malignant?
It's worse than the movie I've never seen, yes. Dude, so the plot of it is there's this play called The Gallows that they're having at this high school. They had like 25 years prior.
Okay.
And somebody died in the middle of it. Like, it ends with somebody getting hung. They're not supposed to actually get hung, but they actually got hung and they died. I don't know how you don't stop that, but whatever.
What year did this movie come out?
2016, 17.
Okay. You know what's crazy? They probably got like a few million dollars of funding for that.
So that's dumb enough to begin with, okay. Right?
Yeah.
That's not what the movie, and the movie's about that, obviously. The movie takes place 25 years later where they're throwing the play again. They're doing the play again.
The Gallows.
Yeah. And like the kids who are starring in it like break into the school for some fucking dumbass reason the night before and chaos ensues. That's the movie for you. It was the dumbest thing I've ever
seen.
Why
does the chaos ensue? I don't understand. That's like there's nothing.
It was haunted.
From the lady that or the person that got hung.
Yeah. You don't even want to talk about it, bro. He's like, I don't even want to.
He didn't expand. He
shit.
Was like, yeah, they broke in and shit went crazy.
Yeah, shit went crazy because
people got hung, dog.
Yeah, dude, bro. It was just a dumb.
I feel like we're forgetting comedian actors. Like
Kevin Hart's up there, man.
I feel like Chris Farley.
He passed
away.
Yeah, he passed away. He didn't get to submit his legacy.
Yeah,
you know, he made really good movies, but he didn't get to.
Who'd you just say was up there?
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart, dude.
Kevin Hart's up there, man, and he does like two movies a year. You know what I mean? Like he's always pumping out movies.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
Adam Sandler and Jim Carrey and Will Ferrell, that's the three right there.
Oh yeah.
There's really, I mean, the fourth is such a drop off. Those are the three.
Did you say Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh gosh, this list is so small.
I'd say for the sake of a fourth. Oh, Ben Stiller. Yeah.
Owen Wilson.
Ben
Steve Carell. Zach Galifianakis,
bro.
Ed Helms,
I'd
bro.
Say it has to be Jack Black.
Dude, Jonah Hill?
No.
Are we just not going to talk?
Zach Galifianakis is so
Seth Rogen
and The Hangover,
bro.
Dude.
Seth Rogen?
They fall into such that stoner comedy, which I appreciate. Like Pineapple Express with James Franco.
That's a good movie.
Dude, that
it's still not Will Ferrell level.
But yeah.
Dude,
it's such a specific crowd.
What is the movie I'm thinking of? I've seen it a thousand.
I mean, go back to
stand-up
times. Comedians like Doug Benson.
Yeah,
he's funny if you smoke all day every day.
Yeah, but if not, you can't relate.
Exactly, all this stuff is related.
What is
that.
The movie I'm thinking of? It has Jonah Hill, Seth Rogen, Emma Stone, Michael.
Oh,
Sarah.
Superbad.
Superbad, dude. Yeah. Superbad.
Superbad is a good movie.
That is one of my favorite comedy movies.
We're
of
supposed
all time.
To be guiding his cock, not blocking it.
This list has Ice Cube as a comedy actor. Sure, yeah, Friday. That's a good movie.
Hey, listen, Ice Cube is a fucking amazing actor.
Yeah.
For someone who came out of fucking, you know, the city
Nothing.
And was a rapper.
Yeah.
And he didn't come from really shit. Like, he's an amazing actor. And I think it's one of those things, he's just natural. Some people I think are natural actors. I think I would be a great actor.
I don't think I'd be a very good actor.
I think I'd be a good actor. I think you could be a decent actor, Matt. I think you could do it.
I laugh. Dude,
would
I was,
you be like by was, the script, or would you improv everything?
I would do both. I would do both.
You do a normal take and then an improv.
Well, I would do a normal take, but if something happened, you know, the problem is like a lot of people when they fuck up their lines, they just quit. You gotta just keep going. You gotta keep going. You gotta riff off of it. You gotta find a way to fucking, you know, find the road. Find the road least traveled. You know,
yeah.
You gotta get in there and rip. And I think I'd make some amazing fucking cinematic moments, dude.
To go back to why Adam Sandler is the GOAT of this,
I could be better than Leo.
Okay, I don't even want to talk to you anymore.
That dude is on the Mount Rushmore of best actors.
If I had fucking hair, bro, Leo would have to watch his P's and Q's.
Listen, that is the Mount Rushmore, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Actually, he is so good.
That can't be his real name, though, right?
I don't fucking know.
I doubt it.
I don't know if I like Leonardo.
His parents were artists or something. So
I don't know if I like Leonardo DiCaprio. If I think he's a better actor,
Teenage
Mutant
Ninja Turtles.
Christian Bale is a better actor. Dude, Christian Bale commits to roles like nobody else does.
Yeah.
And you have to respect him for that.
Heath Ledger.
Yeah. R.I.P. to a legend. Jake Gyllenhaal, too.
What's that guy?
He died?
No, he didn't die.
Oh.
No. He's always in the Tim Burton stuff.
Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
That's really his name? Denzel Washington. He's got to be on the Mount Rushmore of actors. He's got to be.
Tony, you're... Four favorite, like the four greatest actors of all time. Who you got?
Greatest actors of all time. I'm gonna say Leo, Denzel. I really like Will Smith a lot.
I agree with that.
I really like Will Smith. Golly, I don't know.
Will Smith was a force.
I mean, he's amazing. I'm throwing Will Smith out there, dude. I Robot. I Am Legend. Like,
dude, like two, 3 years ago.
Even Men in Black.
Years ago, Kayla and I went on this binge on just Will Smith movies. We're watching.
How could you not?
I mean, dude, we're watching I, Robot, 7 Pounds, Pursuit of Happiness.
Pursuit of Happiness
Legend.
Makes me cry every time.
Pursuit of Happiness. Yeah, that's
good. That is.
When they're
Will Ferrell,
in that fucking bathroom.
Will Smith.
Yeah
dude. When they're in the bathroom.
When they're in that bathroom, and it's kicking in the door and they're crying.
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. My top four has got to be Leo, of course.
Yeah, Leo's got to be
number one. That's a unanimous.
Christian Bale. Leo, Christian Bale, Jake Gyllenhaal, and I'm saying greatest. That's like my favorites, I guess. Jake Gyllenhaal. But I like
Holland.
I'm taking Robert Downey Jr. too.
The Rock.
I like that.
Robert De Niro.
That's a good actor.
Tom Hanks.
Hey, he's a pedophile.
Tom Hanks has got to be up there. You and these
he's
motherfucking
not. He's not. That one is a joke. That
not
one is a
everybody
joke.
Is bad.
Jack Nicholson. What the fuck?
Jack Nicholson's great.
We forgot about Waterboy.
Samuel L. Jackson. I don't think Johnny Depp's that. Well, Johnny Depp's good. I'll give him that.
He's in your favorite movie of all time.
I mean, yeah, he's in my favorite movie ever, but I don't think he's like the greatest
Dude, if he's
actor
in your,
ever.
If he's in your favorite movie of all time, he has to be in your top four.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No, the movie's my favorite, not the actor. I mean, he's
Who
great.
Makes the movie?
I would guess the actor.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Harrison Ford, Tom Cruise. Even though Tom,
I don't like Tom Cruise.
Let's just take a second for Tom. Tommy, you're a fucking nut, dude. Have you guys seen the shit that Tom does?
Yeah, he's
insane.
He's a Scientologist.
He's insane, bro.
The stunts he does at 50, whatever he is.
Dude, the one he did where he was hanging on the side of that fucking plane. Did you see that?
Yes.
Dude, Tom Cruise, when he's doing that stunt where they have him tied to the side of that fucking aircraft carrier and they're flying in the air and he's holding on to it.
Oh, did he really do that?
He really did that.
Yes.
Okay, shout out to him. He's like he can professionally fly. Like, he's like a professional like fighter jet pilot and stuff.
Don't know, but I know that they literally strapped him to the side. They strapped him to the side of that fucking aircraft carrier and he hung on and the fucking thing went up and came back down the whole time he was on it.
Dude, that's crazy. I will say, I don't.
You think you could do that?
It's hard for me to...
The answer's no.
It's hard for me to support Tom Cruise because he's a Scientologist, and
I feel like I could do
that. A piece of
shit
for that reason.
I like when he gets on the couch, he starts jumping up and down.
Oh, on Oprah or whatever, yeah. He freaks out.
Dude, he's all...
I'm just so happy.
How long did he...
How long I don't did think I've seen that
he
video.
Have to hold on, do you think?
How long what?
How long do you think he had to hold on to the plane?
I mean, 2, 3, 4 minutes at least.
I feel like I could.
I mean, he
that.
Wasn't actually holding on, though. He was strapped
Yeah,
in,
he was right? strapped in. He didn't have to hold on, but god damn, dude.
Yeah, it's still nutty.
I went skydiving, bro. I was holding on to those fucking ropes
Remember
as tight as I could.
You imagine the insurance policy they have to have on him?
Oh, bro.
Because, right, the studio's like, okay, we're going to give you $40 million or whatever to make this film. Dude. And if the dude dies halfway through, we're out $40 million.
No, the studio's like, hey, Tom, so we got this crazy scene. We're going to we're gonna put you on the side of the plane. It's going to go up. Don't worry about doing it, though. We actually got a guy, like, he was a homeless dude. He paid him like $500. He said he would do it. And Tom's like, nah, I'm like, doing
fuck
it. Nah, I'm doing
I'm
it.
I'm doing it.
They're like, Tom, no, you're not. He's like, I'm doing it. I'm doing it for science. And they're like,
for Scientology.
But Tom, you don't have to. You know, he's going to do it for $500. You could die doing it.
Yeah.
Like, that fucking mentality of he's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm doing
this. I'll give the man credit for that. My mom hates Tom Cruise, and I think that's... Most people don't know why. Like, I because really,
he's a Scientologist.
I don't think that's why she hates him. She just hates him, and, like, that's where my hate went from. Like, that's where my hate came from. And then I was like, oh, I don't like
he's got a hateable face, though.
Rushmore...
I'd punch him in the face.
He's a little guy, too.
Okay, so if we all agree that Leo's the best, is that what we all agree?
Yeah, Leo's...
Yeah, I'd have Leo, Denzel, the best. What's the Robert best? Downey Jr., and then...
Tim Allen. Home Improvement really set the mark, man.
Home Improvement was a good
show. I did
show,
like Home Improvement.
LeBron James, I mean, he's in a couple movies.
Dude, Will Smith is hard to not put up there.
Dude.
That fourth one is like, could be so many
people. We can rotate
like,
could be so many people.
Yeah.
What were but you about for to me, ask? Dude, Leo's, we all
okay,
unanimous.
What's Leo's best movie then?
Okay, so the knee-jerk reaction a lot of people are going to have is going to be like The Wolf of Wall Street or Titanic, but let's be real, those aren't his best movies.
Okay, what is it?
They're not. I don't think...
And just because he got an award for Revenant doesn't make it his
I don't think The
best.
Revenant is his best movie either.
I might watch Titanic tonight.
Aviator was a
3-hour movie. That's a commitment.
Dude, on
Catch
Django...
Catch Me If You Can's really good. Django.
God, he's so good.
Django. Oh.
Right? Inception, Shutter Island. Like
God. Django, and now that's a Jamie Foxx movie. And the German, I don't know his name. That's their movie, and Leo does really well in it. But that, top five favorite movies of all time.
Yeah, Leo's got to be the best actor
but,
of all time.
Dude, I don't know, man. Shutter Island, the first time I watched it, blew me away.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Inception was phenomenal. What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
That's
dude, like that's his first
him
movie,
and Johnny Depp.
It? That was his first movie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. What's your favorite Leo movie?
Maybe Shutter Island.
Yeah,
Django's a hard one, but I mean, he's not the main guy in Django, so
yeah, it's like it's he does really well in it, but that's not his movie. I don't think I was upset. I wasn't upset when he won the Revenant, won a Best Picture for
the
Revenant.
I haven't seen that one yet. Still,
I mean, dude, it's okay. Like, it's not his best.
I'm gonna say Wolf of Wall Street's my favorite, man. I really like that movie.
Yo, it's
dude,
a
Michael,
great movie.
Okay, actors wise, Michael B. Jordan. I
he's
feel
good.
Like he's
oh
got the
God.
Chance
Inception
to be.
You up.
Dude, Michael B.
I feel
Jordan.
Like he's got the chance, like, because he's only been doing it for
yeah.
X amount of time. But,
yeah.
dude, he's
and
really good.
You look
Killmonger.
Where did he start? Where did Michael B. Jackson start? I can't remember. It was a show. It was a TV show. What TV show was it?
I don't know. But Michael B. Jordan in Black Panther?
Yeah.
Dude,
Killmonger. Bro.
That was... He was born for that role. Like... It's okay.
Creed is such a good movie.
There's a couple roles in movies that I feel like actors are just
He was on
born
Friday
for.
Night Lights. That's where Michael B. Jordan was on Friday Night Lights.
I feel like there's very few roles in movies that actors are just straight up born for, but he was born for that role. Another one, I think Christian Bale was born to be Batman. I don't care. We're going to have 20 other Batmans in our life, and Christian Bale's always going to be
He's always the one for you.
The best Batman.
I think
of
the
all
best
time.
I think the best Batman movie is the one with Jim Carrey in it.
It's like the
Riddler.
Yeah.
Yeah, where he's the Riddler and you got Scarface in there and they had like all this. I thought that was the best one.
Who is it?
Hey,
is it Michael Keaton in that one?
Yeah.
Real quick.
Did Michael
you guys
Keaton
know
and the
fun...
other guys? They're like whatever.
Why do you keep doing TLC references?
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Do you guys want to know
when
a
you're
weird...
out there, don't go chasing waterfalls.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
You guys want to know a weird fact about Leo?
Okay.
You guys remember the show Roseanne?
The what?
The show Roseanne.
Yeah.
With John Goodman?
Yeah. That's another great...
Yeah, John Goodman.
He
that's
was in
another
that?
Great actor. He played one of Darlene's classmates in one episode, and he wasn't credited for it. Leo was.
I'm going to have to find footage of this later.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Dude, wasn't he like a Mickey Mouse kid or whatever?
No.
Probably.
No, not Leo.
No, John Goodman...
No, that was the singers. Justin Timberlake.
Yes.
John Goodman was one of the... Is what was. He's not dead. Is one of the greats. Most recent movie I loved him in was the found footage series. What is that? You guys know what I'm talking about? Nope.
Nope. The what?
Nope.
Are you talking about the one where he has that girl in the basement?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Cloverfield.
Yeah, Cloverfield. Yes.
Cloverfield.
I knew it.
He killed it in that role.
Yeah, he did good.
James McAvoy in Glass. Shoves his head in the fucking Glass?
Shit.
Oh, yeah.
Split. Or not Glass. Split. Yeah. James McAvoy in Split.
Ooh. These are all good ones.
You can carve a bullet.
Yeah.
Guys, do we just need to rename our podcast to be about movies? Because like that's literally what the last hour and a half of our life has been. Talking
Fuck
about
it.
Movies.
There's some good-ass movies out there, dude. I really do think I'd be a killer-ass actor, bro. I think I could do it.
Do it, man.
I fucking might.
All right.
If I could just get better hair, they might take me in some roles.
Let's do it.
Science is getting there.
Istanbul.
All right, guys. Thank you for checking out our episode this week. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at @ThreeGuysAndTies. Send us your suggestions at ThreeGuysAndTiesPodcast@gmail.com. And we're on Instagram now, so follow us at @ThreeGuysAndTies on Instagram. Also, thank you to our sponsor, Uday, at the Nutty Java and the Johnson City Mall.
Get that sugar cookie coffee, baby.
Get it.
Red Bull Italian soda, man.
Use our promo code SCURVY10 for 10% off your entire order. But thank you all again for checking us out. We'll catch you next week.
See ya.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.